We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And if we are going to define what religion is according to the world's standard, then we would say that a religion is those who are working after the flesh. They are busy trying to gain God's favor, to gain God's merit, by what they do, whether that's keeping some sacraments, whether that's being baptized in a baptismal, whether that's being a part of a denomination. Chapter 4 and verse number 21. We find before us an allegory, a wonderful picture here in the Bible of salvation, eternal life, and the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Galatia. They're having struggles within the church. There are false teachers that are teaching that in order for someone to go to heaven, they have to also keep the law. And so the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. He is correcting this error, and he gives to us a wonderful picture in the Bible of what salvation is all about. Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 21, the Bible says, "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. And Agar is Mount Sinai of Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that beareth not. Break forth and cry, thou that travaileth not. For the desolate have many more children than she which hath an husband. Now ye, brethren, and Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after of the flesh persecuteth him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now." The Bible says in verse 30, "Nevertheless, that what saith the Scripture, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." Verse 31, "So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for the time that we can have together. And Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we know it is a living word. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would use it. I pray that you would use it to dig deep in our heart, to convict us, to help us, Lord, to see the truth, for there are so many in our world, and maybe, Lord, even here present in our service this morning, that they are deceived. And Lord, I pray that your word would convict us and to your spirit would draw us to all truth. And may you be glorified. Lord, in every aspect of our service this morning, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible gives to us two types of people in this passage of Scripture. There is the children of promise, and there is the children of the bond woman. Now, it is no secret, we all understand, that there are many religions in our world today. I mean, it doesn't take long. You could leave this building here this morning and you could head down Kitchener and you'll find a church in every corner and you'll find a doctrinal statement that says this and says that. There are many beliefs. There are many religions that are in our world today. And if we are going to define what religion is according to the world's standard, then we would say that a religion is those who are working after the flesh. They are busy trying to gain God's favor, to gain God's merit by what they do, whether that's keeping some sacraments, whether that's being baptized in a baptismal, whether that's being a part of a denomination or just simply doing good things in the community. There are those who are trying their very best to get God's attention by what they do. And as they live their life, what they're doing is they're walking around, they're waving to God, and they're saying, God, hey, look at me. Look what I am doing. Look what I've done. That's how they live their life. Now, the sad thing about it is that there is no freedom in religion. They never know if they have eternal life. They never know if they've done enough. They never know if they actually got God's merit or God's favor, and they continue on in their life doing, hoping that it is enough. I remember talking with an individual when I was in Bible college. I was working at Walmart, and I asked them if they knew that they were going to heaven when they die. And she said this to me. She says, oh, no one can know that. Well, I'm glad to tell you, you can know that. These things are written that ye may know that ye have eternal life. You see, you can know that heaven is your home. You can know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible gives us that hope. The Bible gives us that promise. And so there are so many in our world that are living their life in bondage, hoping they've done enough. I'm glad I'm a child of the promise. I'm glad it's not based upon what I do, but the promise of God. And this is the allegory that the Apostle Paul or the Holy Spirit gives before us. It's a picture of the wonderful life of Abraham, and there's so much great truths here that help us to understand what the Bible has to say about religion, what the Bible has to say about eternal life. Now, Abraham was 75 years when he was called from Ur of Chaldees to go to Canaan. And God made a promise to Abraham. God said, Abraham, you will have many descendants. In fact, the promise was something like this. Abraham, look up at the sky. As the stars in the sky and as the sand of the sea, you will be the father of a great nation. That was God's covenant with Abraham. That was God's promise. Now, both Abraham and Sarah wanted children, but Sarah was barren. Sarah could not have children. And so at the age of 85 years old, Abraham was waiting for this promise. 10 years had passed, and this promise had not come yet. And so Sarah decides that she's going to take matters into her own hands. She's going to take control of the situation. By the way, let me say this. It's a dangerous thing when we try to take control of the situation and not just wait upon the promise of God. Sarah says, I'm going to take care of the situation. And so she decides that she's going to take care of it. And so she suggests that Abraham marry Hagar, their servant, and try to have a son by her. And so the Bible records this. in Genesis chapter 16 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing, I pray thee, go in unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai, and Abraham's wife took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife." And so the Bible says here that at the age of 85, Hagar is with child, and Sarah gets jealous, and things get difficult inside Abraham's house.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery Program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
And Sarah gets jealous, and things get difficult inside Abraham's house. And the Bible says the Lord intervenes. And the Lord comes to Hagar and promises to take care of the child and calms the heart of Hagar. And so at the age of 85, Hagar has a son, and she calls his name Ishmael. Now, Ishmael is a son after the flesh. Now, let's think about this to help us to understand. After the flesh is man's attempt of fulfilling a promise. Don't miss this. When we talk about a child after the flesh, it was man's attempt of fulfilling a promise that only God could fulfill. You see, Sarai trying to take matters in her own hand. She tried to solve the problem, but this was God's promise, God's covenant. God said he would take care of it. And so the Bible says Ishmael was born, and he was a child after the flesh, man's attempt of fulfilling a promise that only God could finish, only God could complete. And so at the age of 99, God speaks to Abraham and tells him that he will have a son. 99 years old. They are waiting for God's promise. 99 years old. At the age of 100, the Bible says Isaac is born. Isaac is born. Now you could imagine, I know this sounds kind of like a soap opera, but it's real life, a real story. And you can imagine the friction that would take place between Abraham and Sarah, and between Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac, the friction that would take place. And Abraham is trying to solve the problem. He can't solve the problem. There's friction. There's trouble. And God says, all right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to cast out the bondwoman. You're going to cast out Hagar and Ishmael. from your home. And the Bible, many, many years later, uses this illustration to help us to understand an incredible spiritual truth. You see, the Bible says right away in this passage of Scripture that what we are reading here in the book of Galatians chapter 4, the Bible says, I want to give to you an allegory. This is a story with a greater meaning. And in this meaning, we see that that Hagar, the bondmaid, she is a picture of the law. She is a picture of the law, and Ishmael, conceived after the flesh. This is man trying to attempt something only God can do through the law, which the law cannot save us. The law has no bearing on our salvation. It shows us that we have sinned. It shows us we've come short of the glory of God, but keeping the law in itself cannot save us. And this is what the Galatians were doing. The Galatians had added to their salvation. They had added the law in trying to get saved. But Sarah, the free woman, is a picture of grace. It's a picture of promise. It's a picture of a covenant between God and man. And I like this. Isaac is a miraculous birth. Isaac is a picture of only what God can do. And when we think about our salvation, I want us to think about some important truths about our eternal life. I hope you'll write them down in your heart or on some paper. Number one, think about this. We are saved not by our own deeds or our own attempts, but we are saved. I like this. Listen, we are saved by a miraculous birth. In other words, salvation is not something that can be manufactured. Salvation is a miracle that happens the moment someone puts their trust in Jesus. I want us to turn to the book of John in the third chapter together. John chapter 3. You see, Ishmael was Sarah and Abraham's way of fulfilling a promise on their own means without God's help. Ishmael was a child of the flesh. And there are so many people in our world today that are trying to get to heaven by their own means, their own way, their own attempt without God by what they can do. The Bible says in John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. He is a ruler of the Pharisees, and he is high up in the Pharisees. He does not want to be seen with Jesus. And so the Bible says he comes to Jesus by night, and he comes to the Lord and he says to Jesus, he says, listen, let's get this out right away. You must be from God, because no one can do what you do except God be with him. That's a wonderful testimony that we could have in our life, at our workplace. Can you imagine if someone said to you, listen, You speak differently, you talk differently, there's something different about you. God must be with you, because no one can live the life you live except God be with you. That would be a wonderful testimony, wouldn't it? The Bible says they come to the Lord Jesus in John chapter 3, verse 3. He's asking about heaven. He's asking about eternal life. And Jesus declared for Nicodemus in chapter 3, in verse 3, he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now notice that expression there. He cannot. It is not going to happen. It is impossible for someone to get to God, to get to the Father, to get to the kingdom of God, except there be a miraculous birth. In verse number 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? In verse 5, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water, this is a physical birth, and of the Spirit, this is a spiritual or miraculous birth, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Jesus illustrates verse number 5 and verse number 6. He says, that which is of the flesh is flesh, and that which is of the spirit is spirit, a fleshly birth or a physical birth compared to a miraculous birth. Nicodemus, listen to me, you must be born again. Now we would look at the answer of Nicodemus in verse number 4, and we would laugh at that answer. That's a silly answer. How can one be born when he is old? Is he going to enter back into his mother's womb and be born? Now that's a silly answer. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you're a religious leader. You're a great leader in Israel, but you don't understand these things? Now we would say that's a silly answer, but in my opinion, it's no different than someone saying, well, I'm going to be baptized to go to heaven. I'm going to keep the sacraments to go to heaven. I'm going to do something in my flesh and my means and my ability in order to get God's attention. It's just as silly to think someone is going to have a miraculous birth in their own attempts. The Bible says in verse number 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born. Again, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him, that's Jesus, the one that Nicodemus is talking to. If you believe in him, then you should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, Nicodemus, that he sent his only begotten son, the one in whom you're talking to right now, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God did not come to this world to condemn the world. He didn't come to judge you. Jesus came to save you. But this is our judgment. The Bible says in verse number 19 that Jesus came in love, and he came to reveal to us our darkness. But men have loved their wickedness and their sinfulness more than their light. And this is the condemnation. This is the judgment that Jesus came, but they have rejected the light. And they would rather live in darkness in their life. The Bible says in verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, Jesus is the truth. And it speaks there of accepting Christ, the Savior of the world. He that accepts the truth or doeth truth, they come to the light, and his deeds may be manifest. Now notice this, these last three words that often we miss in our Bible, that they are wrought or that the work is done in God. This is the miraculous birth that we're talking about. You see, the reality is that we cannot save ourselves by our own deeds. Salvation is a miraculous birth. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. Could we turn there? Titus chapter 3 in our Bibles in verse number 5, the fifth verse of the third chapter in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And notice our salvation together. The Bible says in verse 5 that we are saved not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Now notice the work of God in salvation by the washing of regeneration. That washing there speaks of our sins are washed away, and it gives us new life in Christ. We receive a new nature, and there's a renewing of the Holy Spirit. I'm just simply telling you that salvation is not something manufactured. It's not something that we work or something that we try to merit in our own deeds. Salvation is a gift from God, and it is a miracle of God, and it is performed by the work of God when someone puts their trust in the Lord Jesus. The Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's by his faith, by his grace, by his mercy that we are saved. Salvation is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spiritual gift. You know, I think all of us enjoy gifts. I think all of us enjoy a gift. And a gift is a wonderful showing of appreciation and love. And the Bible says here in Romans chapter 5 that salvation is a gift. Now, can you imagine for just a moment if I were to give to you a birthday gift? It's a gift of appreciation. It's a gift to celebrate your birth into this world. And I were to give this gift to you, and I were to say, here's a wonderful gift. I picked this out myself. This is for you. And all you have to do is come to my house and clean for a couple hours, and it's all yours. Listen, that's no longer a gift. Listen, that's now a wage. The Bible says the wages of our sin is death. Because of our sin, and we've all sinned, let's not kid ourselves. We are all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. One preacher said, if you want to tell me that you have not sinned, then just do one thing. Don't die. All of us one day will face death because sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. All of us will die one day. Why? For all have sinned. We are sinners. And the wage of our sin is death. But I'm glad today that salvation is not a wage. I'm glad we don't have to work for eternal life. No.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.